Oh shit. We are here. Comedy. Mushroom. Cult. Podcast. Oh goodness gracious. We'll put the timer away. It's got the feeling that we might be on one today. You know, we've been on one for the last few days. I wonder if anything has to do with, you know, I'm not, we'll get into it. Like, that's the point of this goddamn podcast, guys. We know it at this point. We had to bust out Tristan today. My commemorative Tristan Thompson championship bobblehead. Still in the original box. I think I got it at, like, an Acme or, like, Giant Eagle. Shout out Northeast Ohio. I'm surprised they didn't have it on the box somewhere, because I don't know if you could get them anywhere. And I, like, you know, most people would get, like, Kyrie Irving or LeBron. But Tristan Thompson is my favorite player from the 2016 championship Cavs. Because obviously, right? If you knew anything about basketball back then, all right? God, that was 10 years ago. Fuck, we're old, guys. God, time, you know, it just never stops. It just keeps going. Like 8 hours of continual background lights with no sound. There's probably going to be ads again on there. We'll get to ads in a minute. Guys, we got to, this is going to be a good episode. I can feel it in my bones. First thing I did this morning is I watched a video of me doing stand-up from 2 years ago. And I'll tell you, it's one of those sets that, like, I know I did really well, you know? And then I didn't think that, like, the video captured it correctly. So, it's one, like, you just kind of stay away from it. You post it, you have to. I posted it in full. It's one of my, shout out Dusty Baker. Not that one. But, like, my old rugby coach. If you're watching this, thanks. For some reason, it's one of those, like, and I embarrassed that dude in front of his ex-wife, and that was, like, not a good idea. No, it wasn't him. It was my other rugby coach that I shouted out. All right, whatever. So, in high school, I played rugby. State champ, Michigan Youth Rugby Association state champ, 2007? I didn't play in the championship game because I had, like, a really bad sprained ankle, and they were like, we need you at 100% or 0%. So we went with 0%, but they wouldn't have made it there without me. It was one of those, like, sprained ankles that, like, they said it would have been better if I broke it. Not to, like, whatever. It's fucking high school. It was 20 years ago. Like, I don't... It's not something that keeps me up at night. I did wear my high school rugby jersey the other day because I could fucking pull it off now. You can't see it under these baggy clothes, but I've been fucking working. But no, he had a... My one rugby coach had, like, a really hot wife. And, I mean, a big surprise, 17-year-old Ray had less of a filter than 20... Or, I'm not 26. The 36, 35-year-old Ray. About to be 36 in a couple of months. Fucking Christ. but, like, just ridiculous killer of a wife. So shout out you. I'm sure your new wife is very, very nice and very pretty as well. I don't know her. It's probably better that you don't introduce me to whatever. It doesn't matter. So, Mr. Steel, yo girl. No, I'm kidding, Dusty. But no, he, like, comes and he, like, drove hours, like, at least an hour and a half, 2 hours to come to a show that I did in Cleveland a couple years ago. And he's somebody that, like, supports the shit that I do online. He wrote a children's book, and if I was smart, I would have it. Oh, no, I gave it to my ex to take to her school. I bought a copy, and I gave it to my ex because I don't need, like, a children's book laying around my apartment. Didn't need it when I wasn't single. Definitely don't need it while I'm single in this climate. But, no, it's a good dude. I'm assuming great teacher. Good rugby coach. He was good at rugby in college. He played for Bowling Green State University. And they were like, I don't know if they're still, I'm not like tapped into the college rugby scene anymore. But like they were like up there. They were really good. It was one of the best programs in the nation for like a very, very long time. We played them one time. We went against their, so instead of like first string, second string, third string, rugby has like, especially at like BG where it's like a legit program, they have like the A squad, B squad, C squad. I think we played their C squad the year after we won the state championship and just got completely destroyed. Because what they would do is they would find like players that went to go to BG to play, because it's a Division I football school, even though it's in the MAC. And so they would get like legit athletes, and then like people would like blow out their knee or like not be good enough to be like a wide receiver in Division I football. And this was before like you could just transfer schools whenever the fuck you wanted to. And like, so they would just like give these psychopaths a rugby ball, and we would have to try to tackle these guys made out of fucking stone as like an 18-year-old. And they're like, they're only 20, 21, but it's like boys going against legit men and like just rocking our shit. It was Bad News Bears. Borderline child abuse, if I had to put a thing on it, because I might have been 17 still when we did that game. So, you know, gives you something to think about. Ohio in the early 2000s, man, it was a different beast. Like the fact that I made it out alive, you know, it's one of those, like, I was watching myself do stand-up. That was the point. Dusty said it was one of his favorite things that he'd ever seen. I still have the text message. I'll probably share it after this to help sell this set better than I sold it myself on my Instagrams. But it's one of those, like, there's so many times in this stupid quote-unquote business. I guess I'm in, whatever, who cares. Excuse me. That it's like, it is like a lonely fucking track that you're on. So when like somebody gets it and like goes out of their way to be like, hey, not for nothing. And you're just like, thank you. So you like keep it and you go back and you fucking read it from time to time and you're like, okay, 2 years ago I was good. So I must still be good. It doesn't feel like it. It doesn't seem like it. But, like, it is what it is. You know, it's been a weird few months. You know, Valentine's Day was recent. Just, like, that's an inside joke for me and two people. But Valentine's Day was recent. And it was my first one alone in, like, a decade. Legitimately a decade. Maybe just shy of a decade. Maybe 9 years. Whatever. It doesn't matter. You get the point. So it was, like, it was legit. Like, so, I don't know. It was weird. And it's one of those, like, okay, cool. I, like, watched this 30-minute set from 2 years ago with, like, shit that I thought wasn't, like, that good then. And it's, like, they're good jokes, like, obviously. Like, it's not, I don't know. Like, if you're not self-critical of what you're putting out, then, like, you're not aiming high enough. Does that make sense? Like, it could always be better. And then, like, watching something 2 years removed, you're like, fuck yeah. Like, if I was that good then, imagine how good I am now. Like, I need to have more confidence in it. And I understand me saying that I need to have more confidence. From time to time, it goes in there. But it's, like, weird, you know? Like, you have, like, a very weird relationship with life when you're in, like, this, like, it's been about 6 months since I ended my long-term relationship. And it's, like, a very, it's almost like when I quit drinking, we're going to put the, it's going to like, cause right now it's something that like I jumped into like a new relationship way too early. Like after my breakup, and like, it was one of those like, oh no, I'm just like chasing female validation. And it's not like, this isn't, you know, the fucking podcast, this isn't going to be like these fucking bitches, but like, you know what, like it's chasing like external validation, which is never good. I mean, it's the entire reason why I do this bullshit is because I didn't get it enough as a child. And like, some people who grew up with money could probably go to therapy, or somebody who wasn't like as introspective can get something out of therapy. Nothing against therapy, but I've said it, like, I had a therapist be like, okay, so it looks like you think about this a lot, like, do you even need this? And I was like, I don't know, like, now that you point it out, like, when I'm talking in circles, like, what I need is fucking medication, not like you to be like, hey, Have you tried putting together a schedule? Have you tried journaling? Have you tried taking it easier on yourself? Have you looked at it? Like, I've looked at it from every point of view, okay? Trust me. It's a fucking catastrophe up here, all right? If you don't think that I'm hyper-analyzing every step of the way, and that's a problem in itself, but, like, whatever. At some point, I'll fall off. Maybe this is what's happening right now. But, like, it's like, trying to, like, detox from, like, external validation or, like, validation for, like, hey, mom didn't pay enough attention to me, you know? Or, like, I was never good enough for dad. Like, it's stuff like that. I mean, that's real. But, like, we're vulnerable on this podcast from time to time. But, like, it's one of those things where, like, you go through, like, a detox thing. Where, like, when I quit drinking, it was, like, I wasn't funny for, like, the first 3-4 months after quitting drinking. I didn't feel like I was funny. I would, like, get very nervous from something I'd been doing for years. Like, I would just be like, ugh, is this good enough? Like, am I, like, oh, since I'm not drunk, I'm not loose enough. I'm thinking too much. I'm overthinking. And I think that that's what's happening now, is, like, it's, and I'm doing fine. Like, I'm doing well. Shows are going well. I did one over the weekend. We'll talk about it in a second. But, like, it's one of those, like, am I, and it doesn't help that, like, me, myself, and I, like, I am very hard to understand sometimes. And, of course, I cherish that part of myself because, like, why be anybody but myself? And, like, why try to, but, like, it's not even trying to explain it to other people. It's just trying to, like, be like, no, I'm telling you what's going on. I understand your point of view on this. Trust me, I've been masking who I am for fucking the 35, almost 36 years. Like, I understand how I'm supposed to act and how I'm supposed to feel about things. But, like, can't we just, like, give me the benefit of a doubt that, like, I'm not trying to be awkward, and I'm not trying to be mean, and I'm not, like, trying to judge you. Like, maybe I'm just, like, having fun. Maybe I'm just, like, not explaining that, like, bullshit social energy that we spend. Like, anytime somebody's like, I need to recharge my social battery, it's like, just be yourself, dude. Like, you don't need to be talking all the time. And sometimes you do like to talk. Like, oh, you're talking too much in the conversation? Okay, great. That's, like, you have something more interesting to say than these fucking people. Or, like, you're, like, you go for, like, a cutting joke without, like, setting it up quickly and being like, now see, this is it. And you're just like, hey, quit looking at me. And, like, you're the one looking at me weird on purpose to try to elicit some sort of response. And if I don't go, and it's just like, hey, like, and I go straight to what you're looking for. Like, okay, sorry. Like, I skipped step two. We all wanted to get to step three. What are we wasting time on step two for? Okay? And, like, not fucking explaining things to people all the time. And it's like one of those, like, okay, cool. I don't want to explain things to people all the time, but I'm also, like, a human being dealing with other human beings. So you kind of have to, like, recalibrate how you approach the world. Like, when I quit drinking, it was just like, okay, sick. Like, I'm in the moment more because I'm not hammered, and I just can't be like, well, I was drunk, you know? Like, sorry for saying the wrong thing. Now it's like, no, I was straight sober. That's just, like, exactly how I felt. Sorry if that hurts your feelings. I don't mean to hurt your feelings. It's not a judgment statement. You're allowed to be up to fuck shit, and I'm allowed to call you out on being on fuck shit. If something happens in public where I'm like, oh, huh, like, this is a funny thing, and I don't want to, like, explain the context of, like, this is something that had happened to me in the past. It's a very fun, reflexive moment that I had. And here, like, here's some other, like, it happened on fucking the other day. I was out to eat with some friends, and, like, something, like, a funny thing triggered me from my past, and from, like, somebody that, like, of course, it's, like, the same little thing, and you're just like, oh, maybe it is, like, a fucking, you know, and then I was just like, whatever, I'll tell you later. I told the person, I'll tell you later. And then the other people were like, well, now you have to tell us. And it's like, no, I don't have to tell. Like, I don't feel like going through the background of, like, this, 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 and this, But then if I were to say that, it would make it seem like a bigger deal than it is. But it was just a funny thing that I can explain to one person without having to, like, go with the subtext of all that shit. And, like, sorry, like, that it's going to be awkward for 10 seconds, but we can move on. Like, it doesn't need to be a big, like, sorry that I don't feel the need to explain something to the whole group. It's a targeted thing for one person that I don't want to make awkward for me and that person, and then by that effect, the other people. And, like, those are, like, all the things that you go through when you're, like, detoxing from, like, looking for validation. Like, at a certain point, I would have been like, okay, guys, let's break down this, like, quick 5-second interaction that I can explain to the person later. And then that way, it's like, I don't have to, like, explain the subtext or, like, why that's awkward or why it's, like, awkward, but I don't entirely want other people in on the little joke. Like, I could, at some point, I would have explained it, and then everybody would just look at me and be like, oh, so that's what made you laugh? It's like, yeah, that's what fucking made me laugh. But, like, you have to, like, think through that, like, oh, is person A or person B gonna feel, like, left out? Am I not being normal by doing this? Am I gonna have to second guess every single thing I say? And you're like, no. Like, it is what it is. Like, sick, cool, maybe, like, it made it more in that 10 seconds than it needed to be, but it that's better than making it more for, like, 7 to 10 minutes when everybody's just kind of like, oh, we wasted time going through that. And it's like, yeah, that's why, like, we're moving on, you know? Like, it's, I don't know. And that's, like, a very, but, like, we're, like, regulating, like, we're getting there. And that was something that, like, watching stuff from, like, 2 years ago where it was like, oh, I was very sure and confident in, like, what I was saying and what I was doing. And was it right? Maybe not all the time. Was it the right way to go about things in the room? Maybe not all the time. But it's also just like, okay, I did it with 10 toes down, you know? And fuck 'em. And we're getting there. But, like, that's, like, built into you as, like, a people pleaser. Where you're just like, I want to make sure that everybody's comfortable in this. But, like, the important thing is, without being a psychopath, like, I mean, it's not, like, I'm gonna say it because it's, like, oh, everybody's afraid of being hashtag real. Like, I'm authentic. I can just say whatever the fuck I want. If I said whatever the fuck I wanted, like, nobody would talk to me. It's already bad enough. Could you imagine, like, just completely wide open? But no, like, it's, we're getting there. I can feel it. Like, after watching that set, I was like, okay, cool. I can get back into, and it's something I was talking to my buddy Joe Briggs, co-host of podcast under the same name, completely different type of podcast. Listen to his podcast. Mike and Joe Have a Show. Very, very good. Very funny. Two sweet boys that I love very much. I know that Mike Strank, this is, like, the thing. Like, Mike Strank, one time I hung out with him and Joe in Lakewood, and after hanging out for a while, Joe was like, yeah, Mike, he goes, oh, now, like, he's not, like, a dickhead. That's just, like, how he talks, and it's got, like, yes, like, I understand that it takes a minute to get used to me, but, like, give me the benefit of the doubt. Like, can we just not assume that everybody's an asshole all the time? You know? Like, sometimes, like, hey, if I'm going to point out the thing that, like, is obvious in the moment that everybody's thinking but is, like, afraid to say, and I'm not, like, I speak truth, the power, all that. No, like, I'm not one of those fucking white guy comics. But it's like, oh, this is the thing we're all thinking about. Right? So, like, why don't we just go right? Like, why are we pussyfooting around that? Why are we making sure that, like, we know what we're thinking about? This is the reference that everybody in this room knows. Let's not pretend that we don't know it, that we don't think it. Why are we being cute about it? Like, we all know that this is, like, a weird social thing. Or that, like, sex has, like, fucking weird power connotations to it. That, like, oh, because I'm the one who's like, hey, maybe we should, like, talk about our, like, relationship with power and sex. Like, I didn't make it that way. I'm just the one who's, like, trying to, like, point it out and make fun of it. I'm not a bad person because, like, I'm kind of pointing out that calling someone daddy's a little bit weird, you know? Like, do whatever the fuck you want. I don't care what you do. But, like, isn't it kind of fucked up? But, like, that's also real. And that's what makes it fun, is that it's fucked up. You're doing the thing you're not supposed to do while you're doing the thing you're not supposed to do, right? Like, it makes it more sexy and more, like, I understand that. It's all baked into it. I'm not fucking stupid. And neither are you. Like, sorry that I, like, give an emotional intelligence. Like, I respect you enough to not have to fucking explain it to you like you're a child. Because you're not. If I need to say something to one specific person and I'm with fucking in a group of four and we're at a table, okay, sick. It's for that one person. I would much rather it be awkward for 10 minutes than have to, like, explain the thing for that one person to the whole table and then be like, but it's also not that, you know? Like, sorry that we're adults. Like, not everything's for you. And that's perfectly fine. And sorry that I treat everybody with the same level of, like, respect that they've earned or, like, and it's happened before, and, like, whatever. If you think some of the things I say are misogynistic, that's fine. Like, society's society. I'm a 35-year-old white dude who grew up in the fucking 90s and early 2000s. It's not an excuse. I try to learn. I try to be a better person all the time. But, like, I might have a different view of things than you do, and so does an entire generation of people. I'm 35. You're fucking 25. In 10 years, you're going to feel completely differently about how you feel, too. And you're going to be like, okay, well, that was maybe a little ridiculous. But, like, cool. That's not for you. But, like, to assume that a person is, like, a misogynist based off of, like, a silly joke that they're trying to find the bounds on, and then you just have to be like, no. Like, I'm a normal person. I'm not going to be up here being like, fucking bitches, you know? They're fucking stupid. But I might say, but women are stupid. Like, as, like, an undertone to, like, the whole fucking thing. Because I respect you enough to be like, no. I'm going to make fun of you like you're one of the boys. Oh, I don't care if you're gay. You can get it too. But in a respectful way. I don't, like, it's not, like, you might take that undertone because other people talk to you that way. And I get it. Like, I completely understand that I'm the one who's doing the different thing. So I have to adjust it and do that. But, like, after so many times, and, like, this is, an argument that I had recently with a romantic partner of, like, you know me as a person, and we talk a lot, like, all the time. If I make the decision to say something of, like, maybe I know this situation better than you, it's not a judgment statement, it's not any sort of, like, you're fucking stupid, it's just like, hey, instead of treating you like you're a child, maybe give me the benefit of a doubt that, like, you know that when I look at something, it is not based off of an idea of, like, being better than somebody or knowing better than somebody. But also, like, if I put my foot down and go, hey, I may not have, like, the exact description of, like, why I feel this way, but I've spent enough time in this situation where I might know the situation better than you. I understand that you're smart. I understand that you're an adult. I understand that you can make your own fucking dumb decisions. I get that. But if you ask me for my advice and then instantly are like, well, you know, it's like, hey, you asked me for a fucking reason. And if I point out that I asked you for I'm not the fucking bad guy. I just didn't fucking, like, kid glove it for you enough. And that's fine. Like, I understand that that's what people want and that's what people need sometimes. But also, like, don't go to the person that you know will give it to you straight and then be mad about getting it straight. Like, it may... The fucking gift is the gift that you wanted. Sorry that I didn't wrap it correctly. Does that make sense? That's not how I wanted to start this. But now you guys kind of see it. And I, like, again, I'm wrong. I understand that I'm wrong. Given, like, the current, like, maybe, like, I don't know. I don't want to blame it on, like, being minorly autistic. Like, I have ADHD. So it's just like, yeah, whatever you're talking, like, fine. Let's get it off the plate. You feel this way. great, this is probably why you feel this way based off of my, like, you don't bring it to me if you don't want my fucking opinion. Or don't be, like, whatever. It was Valentine's Day recently. Like I said, it was like it was my first single one in a decade. And it wasn't that bad. Like, it was a little strange, you know? Like, obviously, you're going to be in your feels a little bit. You're gonna be, like, a little... I was, like, more romantic than I thought I would be. Just more, like, I don't know, like, not romantic, but, like... just because Jacob Elordi, like, said the quote of, like, we're done yearning, just, like, shoot your shot and go for it. More, like, yearning than I thought I would be. Like, sad boy lover that I, like, I wasn't sad, but it was more like, what about the idea of love, you know? Like, it'd be nice if somebody, like, met my freak on what I'm looking for. Of, like, something to, like, someone to appreciate what it is. And, like... So, like, feeling that feel on Valentine's Day. I never celebrate Valentine's Day. I don't give a fuck about Valentine's Day. It's a fake day to celebrate fake love, all right? I went out to a bar with a buddy after a show, and just, like, all the people that were in there just, like, looking for forlorn love. And it's like, you know that this is gonna probably be a one-night stand. But here you are. On the day that's for, like, romantic love and showing people that you love them and, like, appreciating them and buying chocolates and flowers and gifts and dressing in pink and red and getting real dolled up. Like we know what Valentine's Day is supposed to be, but we also know that, like, you're in your early 30s and you're single and you're at a bar with your friends looking for another... early 30s person at the bar with their friends to, like, be touched and to, like, feel love for a night. And you know what? It would be super cool if it worked out and you met on fucking Valentine's Day inside some fucking shitty bar down the street from the Laugh Factory. That'd be super cool. Like, what a great story. That happens in the movies all the time. But this ain't the movies, dog. Like, to steal a line from Jay-Z... It ain't a movie, dog. Whatever. If we're going to be here lately, if I'm not specifically on the fucking point, whatever. See, we're doing the thinking thing. But, like, it's not a movie. And it's, like, in that situation, I was with my friend, and I was, like, just in, like, when we were there, it was, like, do you know what? Like, I'm not even trying to do this whole fucking song and dance. Like, yeah, would it be nice if, like, some girl came up to me and was like, hey, you're really cool, let's talk, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, we end up hooking up or what? Like, that's great. You know, I'm an adult man. Like, that's kind of the point of going to a bar on Valentine's Day. But do you know what? I just headlined a show. Like, I headlined a show, a Valentine's Day themed show on Saturday. And it went great. Like, I had a good time, hung out with, like, some of my favorite people in the world. We're all in one room. Doing comedy for people who didn't appreciate it quite enough, really, if you ask me. I mean, I did well. I did perfectly fine. But, like, the whole night, everybody was tight, and I just had to call it. Like, you're all just trying to look cool to try to get laid from somebody that you brought here. I'm assuming you know each other. I mean, could it be, like, a first or second date or whatever? Sure. But, like, that's good. Like, don't do something where you're going to try to look cool. Like, have fun. Be you. Like, sex is cool, but do you know what's more fun? Being yourself. Oh, you're going to pretend to be cool and not find these jokes funny because, like, the girl might not fuck you? Ooh, that's going to go well. Like, it's going to save you more time just to not fuck that person who doesn't want to fuck you because you're not cool than it will to be like, I'm going to bend over backwards to get this. And then in, like, 3 days when they find out you're not that person, the fuck are we doing? And, like, I didn't want to do that. I just don't have that in me. And we're just, like, sitting at the bar. And, like, it's fucking Chicago on Valentine's Day. Just beautiful women everywhere. Just for no reason single. Because most guys in the world are fucking dipshits. And I get it. Because they're all trying to get fucking laid instead of trying to be themselves. And you're not helping. Because you're, like, gonna be like, oh, I want a guy this X, Y, and Z. And you're like, okay, sick. Talk to the weird guy for, like, 15 minutes and then be like, okay, sick, maybe he's not exactly my fucking body type, but it's somebody that I could talk to forever, day in and day out, for the next fucking 40 years of my life. And then, like, great, maybe, like, when we fuck 15 minutes every day or two, like, that's, like, maybe not, like, the exact best part, but it's good, it's fine, it gets the job done. 99.9% of the life is, like, you know what I mean? And, again, like, good, but have sex with people, have fun, who gives a fuck? If you're not looking for that, you're not looking for that. But on Valentine's Day, that's what everybody's looking for. Even if it's, even if you're, like, trying to randomly hook up with somebody on Valentine's Day, I would hope that you, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. Maybe I completely miss what the world is looking for these days. Maybe I've been indoctrinated by the movies where it's just like, no, I would love to have a connection with somebody. Like, we were at the bar, literally just had a conversation of, like, I'm not going to hit on chicks. I'm, like, great, I understand. First single Valentine's Day in a decade, 6 months out from, like, a very long-term relationship, few weeks out from, like, for the lack of a better term, that's gonna sound mean, but I promise you that it's not. I like this person a lot. She's a very good person. But, like, what's turning out to be what was, like, a rebound. And, like, you don't want to put it in that framing, but there's, again, this is what it is. It's the, what the, like, that's the phrase that fits the situation the best. And you're just like, do you know what? No. Like, I don't want to do that again. I want to make sure I'm in a situation with somebody. I'm fucking 35. You know, I still have, like, another half of my, for, like, the next 35 years of my life. Like, cool, fucking bitches is fun. And I don't call women bitches, but you know what, like, for the lack of a better, like, that's what that is going and trolling for bitches. That's all they are on Valentine's Day when you're going to a bar, hitting on a girl that looks good in a skirt and tights. You just want to fuck bitches. You're trolling for bitches. You're not looking for, like, a life partner or somebody that you can get along with forever, and that's fine. There's nothing, again, there's nothing wrong with that. That's just not what I'm trying to do. And then, like, we're just chilling. And then, like, a group of, like, girls, and, like, they had, like, their guy friend with them. I never kind of pegged if he was gay or not. Very nice guy. And all of them were very, very cool. And speaking of pegging, huh? I was, like, talking to this one. She had, like, a boyfriend in Canada or whatever. He goes to a different school. and she, like, she ran, like, the costume department for, like, a Shakespeare festival in Canada. And, like, that's very cool. I'm in the arts. I like to do artsy shit. I'm in the thespian society from high school. Like, I did plays and shit in high school, and I did, like, tech crew. So, like, I was part of, like, I think that shit's interesting. And, like, oh, you're gonna tell me that you're in, like, the second biggest Shakespeare festival in the world, and I'm not supposed to be super interested in that? That's fucking interesting. God forbid that that's, like, way more interesting than what you look like naked at this moment. I'm sure we could get there at some point. But the girl's like, hey, did you you got, like, a Dan Levy thing going on. And I was like, sick, man. Like, and she was being, like, flirty and touchy. And, like, it was, I think it was one of those, like, safely knew that it wasn't going to go anywhere. And I was like, thanks. He's, like, a very handsome, funny guy. The biggest difference, I like girls, though, and she just, like, instantly, her attitude towards me changed a little bit, and I was like, oh, God forbid, a straight guy loves to talk about Shakespeare and fucking set design. I'm in the fucking arts, bro. Like, I can like theater and still want to cover you in my seat. I'm reading a weird book where, like, they talk about using people to see as seeds, so it's not as weird as possible. But no, it was weird celebrating love for the whole weekend. It was like a white woman's birthday for Valentine's Day for me this year. It was almost like the world was kind of rubbing it in my face a little bit, but that's fine. Like, it is what it is. Like, Thursday, I did Valentine's Day themed trivia, and that was a good time. People had fun, got to eat free pizza. I mean, that's always a good time. Then Friday did an apartment show that was like love themed. Fucking two people showed up and then the apartment staff. And it ended up being one of the best times I've ever had at one of those shows. Like, me and Andrew Nalen, another comic that was on the show, we, like, kicked it for, like, an hour with these people, just talking conspiracy theories. With, like, strangers. It was a great time. Everybody was having a good time. We were kicking it. We were having fun. And, like, but it was, like, supposed to be, like, romance-themed comedy, and you're just like, okay, sick. Like, here's some weird dating stories. Like, this is kind of raw to me right now. And then Saturday, did a Valentine... Like, I mean, it's not a Valentine's Day-themed show, but, like, it's Valentine's Day. You have to bring it up. You have to talk about it. Like, it's that thing that's in the room that, like, nobody's, like, pointing out. Like, I had a moment in my set. I'm waiting for the film to come back on it, and it'd be great if it was in there. I don't think it is, because every time I do a show, and it's not, like, this is not a shot at this guy. This is just the second time that it's happened, doing his show. But every time, they're like, we film the show. You can set up your own camera if you want, but, like, we film it. Don't worry about it. We got this. Every single time, it's like, it is quite literally like the universe doesn't want me to be successful. Because I'll, like, get these fucking banger moments, and it'll be like, oh, the fucking camera ran out of battery right before your set. This one was they ran out of memory. Was it because there were, like, 14 fucking guest spots, and one of the guys took up 8 minutes just doing fucking crowd work for, like, not even good crowd work? And that's, like, that's the difference in the tape. Now I'm even more mad at that guy. Oh, man. I didn't even notice that until now. I'm not going to say his name. Fuck that guy. All right? He's the reason why I didn't get the tape. Because he had to go up there and do 7 minutes of bullshit like, oh, where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you? That was his whole set. Just fishing for some sort of online clip. When I'm up there actually trying to do fucking comedy for the people in the room and half of my fucking set. I had the best set of the night. I was getting paid to have the best set of the night. I was the headliner, no big brag, but I did my job. And because this fucking dipshit didn't do his job and just was, like, fishing for, like, a clip online, my actually funny, organic moment is lost forever. Isn't that the fuck? Doesn't that encapsulate this whole fucking thing? Just people fucking doing it for the fucking vibe, or doing it to do the thing that everybody else is doing it. When somebody who's, like, actually trying and trying to do it well is out here just getting kicked in the nuts repeatedly and having to spend fucking 40 minutes of their stupid podcast being like, no, I'm not the asshole. You're all the assholes. Just because he's in charge of something, like the least important shit in the world, he's in charge of. We have to let him waste 7 to 8 minutes of everybody's life. And now I don't have video. The only thing that matters now in this stupid fucking business is having video proof that you're good at this shit and you can put it online. That's the reason why I don't have it, is because some fucking hack had to go up there and waste 7 to 8 minutes. God, now I hate him more. All right, this is going to be... I told you, I'm on one today. I'm back. It feels like I'm back a little bit. And I don't, like, fuck off. Like, it's, caring is not getting me where I want it to get me. So why would, who cares? Fuck it. I saw, just real quick before we move on to the next segment, the only segment, we're going to put a segment into the podcast. And I'll explain why in a minute. But I saw, like, an Instagram reel this morning, and it was, like, men after, like, the worst thing that has ever happened to them in their entire life, and they're emotionally crushed. And it's just this guy sitting in his car, and he just takes a deep breath, and he's like, well, okay. And then just, like, starts his car, and and it's like, yeah, that's what it is. You're just like, yeah, that I guess that's, like, cool. Cool. Like, we figured it out. We figured it out. Accidental Trump. Like, we figured it out. Like, that's why. Because other people don't like, because other people are chasing the approval of other people's shit. Somebody who's actually doing something real and trying to do it well just gets fucked over. God, if that doesn't explain everything that's wrong with my life right now. All right, so whatever. We're past it. So I'm trying. So here's the thing. I'm trying to make some money off of this fucking podcast. I understand that, like, we have a vibe on this podcast. Maybe that this will make it better. Maybe, like, you know what I mean? Maybe it'll make it more approachable to people. And I got an opportunity to, like, maybe send in something to maybe get some sort of sponsorship on this podcast. So, like, if you're mad that I'm selling out a little bit, go fuck yourself, okay? If this comes through, it might be the most hilarious sponsorship of all time. Like, half of the reason why I'm okay with doing some sort of segment is because, one, my friend's involved with them, and two, because it's hilarious to me. Because, like, if it comes through, you'll get it. If it never comes through, then I'm sorry for the veiled talking about it in veiled things. I don't want to jinx it, but I think it could be very cool and very fun. And if I got some money for this fucking podcast so I could put better production value or fucking sponsor it and put it everywhere, or it would be worth putting more thought into. I love the podcast. This is my favorite thing. This is the one thing that, like, I refuse to water down for people. It's my sandbox. I get to come on here, talk to, like, 50-ish people a week. Obviously, we would love to have more at Ray Roberts Comedy on everything, on YouTube, everywhere. Share the fucking podcast. You enjoy it. There is a handful of you that I know weekly enjoy it. And I have yet to see anybody but me share it. Right? Like, isn't that kind of fucked up? I'm out here giving you shit for free. I'm trying to get cool sponsors. And here you are. Just take, 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 take. That's all you fuckers do. Oh, hey, can you help me write the... Sure. Can you help me? Yeah, sure. I've got no problem helping you. That's who I am as a person. And that I'm not going to let that... I'm not going to let you fucks get in the way of how I operate. Because that's what I was here to do, all right? I'm here to help. I'm here to tell silly quips about scary things. And I'm here to try to do it in, like, the nicest way possible and not just be evil and fucking fake all the time. But at a certain point, you need to know that it gets fucking old, that all you fucks do is take, 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 take. And sure, I get, like, a crumb here or there. That's great. But fuck, you know? So here's the segment, and we're setting it up. Brand new segment on the podcast. The segment name is Look at the Balls on This Guy, all right? Look at the balls on this guy. It's going to be, to me, I almost appreciate when somebody does something so transparently evil or transparently against what the fucking, like, they know what's right. But they don't care, because they have to keep the grift going. They have to secure the bag. Look at the fucking balls on this guy. And the look at the balls on this guy of the week is fucking Pam Bondi. I know that this was fucking last Friday or Thursday or whatever, but we do this on Wednesdays, you know? But this lady, do you know what I said before? I don't usually call women, but this bitch goes on television in front of our government as the fucking Attorney General of the United States of America to defend how they've been dealing with the Epstein list. And goes on a diatribe about how the Dow's over 50,000 for the first time in history. As a not so veiled threat that the billionaire class will tank the economy and ruin every. She's like, everybody's 401k's higher. Look at your stock account. It's higher. It could all go. Like she basically said, if we do this, it could all go away. Like all. You know, your 401k that, like, people my age don't have a good one? People who are younger? We've been banking on the world falling apart since 2001. For a third of my life, we have been banking on the world falling apart. And, like, God, that's unfair that Donald Trump gets USA in the year 250. And the 25th anniversary of 9/11. Oh, dude, our country's so cooked. Oh, of course it is. Why did it take me this fucking... Like, this is the final season. We're done. But look at the balls at this guy on Pam Bondi. She refuses to answer questions about the Epstein list. Refuses to answer questions about why her fucking boss is in there. Like, the one... I should have looked him up and name-checked him. Because, like, good for, like, the few Democratic representatives that are actually doing something. Is it performative? Sure. But is it more than they usually do? Yes. Brought a Trump Bible. Look at the polls at that guy. He brought a Trump Bible. And goes, Donald Trump is named more times in the Epstein files in the emails that have been released that aren't even, like, half of them. Then God is in the Bible. And Trump put himself on the Bible. And she's just like, how dare you make fun of the Bible? And it's like, no, he's not making fun. He's making fun of you, you fucking stupid bitch. Pam Bondi? And she's just doing her job. She's a puppet. But like, with her stupid bleach blonde hair, she was like the Attorney General of Florida before this. Probably gave the fucking sweetheart deal to Jeff because of fucking Donald Trump. I would have to look into that before that claim. But, like, she just stood 10 toes. Like, I'm worried about how I talk to people. This bitch is on TV talking about it. And guess what? Nothing's gonna happen. We all cooked her real good online. Look at the balls on you. You cooked her online. Congratulations. Nothing's going to come from it because these fucking people don't care. And you have to almost respect it. The audacity that they have. No, we don't because they're the most evil people in the world. They're owned by, like, satanic pedophiles that are quite literally eating babies and eating people. In legitimate blood sacrifices they're doing. And they're just like, whatever. Your 401ks can go away if you're going to fucking make us put these people in jail. They're not going to do it. But, like, if we overthrow, like, yeah, like, it's going to be weird for a minute. And everybody's fucking poor now. I have a fucking interview at a bowling alley at 7 o'clock at night tonight. No, I'm psyched about it. I've always wanted to work at a bowling alley. I shouldn't use that. Like, because of this economy, I have to work at a bowling alley. So, like, I don't know. Maybe they get it right every once in a while. But, like, the economy fucking sucks except for the people that it doesn't, which is not, maybe it's 5% of the economy, which is five times more than there are billions. But, like, yeah, you have a 401k that could go away. Who gives a fuck? It's all fake anyways. These people are at least doing evil shit for, like, billions of dollars. You're going to do it for, like, a retirement that you're still going to need, like, supplemented by Social Security that's not going to be there because these fucking people have been borrowing against it for the last fucking 60 years? Like, unveiled shots to tank the economy so we'll be okay with people fucking kidnapping, raping, murdering, eating children. And this is the fucking news. Like this isn't even. Ow! I hit my tooth with the microphone. This is the news. Like, this is shit that I used to listen to on conspiracy podcasts for fun. To be like, this is what the insane people are thinking about. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool that that person gets to vote? Isn't that cool that this person gets to say that out loud? And they were fucking right. And it's the news. And you're worried about your fucking 401k? You're worried about your you're worried about rent? Huh? Every single person in our goddamn government is either owned by or is a satanic pedophile. It's insane. And that was, look at the balls on this guy. God, it would be so cool if somebody paid me money for this. I'm going to go to jail soon anyways. This is real news. The Department of Homeland Security has subpoenaed tech companies. I don't know if you've heard of them. The Alphabet Company owns Google. Meta owns Facebook and Instagram. Fucking X owns fucking X Twitter. They subpoenaed tech companies for user data on people who have been critical of ICE. Right? Like, isn't that cool? Like, isn't that just, like, a new cool thing? What is it? I said, like, the Panopticon or whatever the fuck it is called. I think that's the right word. Is being used for the right thing. Like, so, like, doesn't it suck that, like, our fucking parents were, like, we shouldn't put anything on the internet. And now we're going to be put into prison camps. Or at least jail. Or at least dragged to court to try to make us all poor. More poor. Because we have fucking morals. And don't want our neighbors kidnapped. And murdered in the streets. And taken to fucking private islands to be raped and murdered and eaten by satanic pedophiles. Because here's the thing. The guy, they killed the guy. They killed Epstein. That shit's got to still be happening. There's no way that it's not. Most of the people who are in the goddamn fucking thing are still fucking alive. You think that they just retired? That's their favorite thing. They were willing to go and do this for decades. And now they're seeing that they could get away with it. They got away with it. They're getting away with it. And now we're, like, now I have to be, like, ready to be fucking picked up in, like, some sort of, like, I know people who have been visited by the fucking Secret Service. Like, DHS might show up to my fucking apartment and be like, hey, you gotta come with us for questioning. Like, because I'm using my First Amendment right to speak out against some of the most evil shit in the entire world? Did you not see the first half of this podcast where I bitch about being misunderstood? Nobody listens to me. Don't take me to jail. Just because I make some pretty good points about how you guys are evil for fucking kidnapping and killing and raping and eating people. I don't think, just for like a $50,000 bonus and a paycheck. That's not even funded right now. Because you're kind of evil and you're scared. You're afraid of people who don't look like you. So you're willing to, like, be the fucking executioner for satanic pedophiles. And you call yourself a like, I'm the one who has to get in trouble because of that now? Or people who actually have, like, a real platform? Like, at this point, I'm trying to fucking get advertisers so I can be on the same platform of the people who actually have to worry about. Like, that's my goal at this point, is to get fucking questioned by the Department of Homeland Security. But it's going to be fine. We can vote for the midterms in 2026. and vote in a bunch of Democrats that are going to make a whole big bunch of change when they're funded by the same fucking billionaires that are funding the people. Like, you don't think... Like, Sherrod Brown. I love Sherrod Brown. I think he's actually one of the good ones. He's actually one of the good guys. He's proven it time in, time out. But, I mean, you're not a senator that long without being fucking a terrible person. It's just part of the fucking... It's part of it. But him being like John Husted took $100,000 from Lex Wexner. And we talked about it on the last episode. Fuck, like, that can't be your fucking political ad because that shit's online. We can go back in time and see how much money that Lex Wexner has given the Ohio Democratic. I've looked it up. I could find it. It's out there. They give money to Democrats too. And guess who doesn't turn it down? And guess who doesn't vote against Israel? Guess who doesn't vote against fucking any of these big tech companies? Or they can because it's fucking all, like, they're in the minority, so they can stand on their moral high ground, but then be like, oh, we should just, like, reform ICE. Huh? We should reform the system. Fucking tear it down. We sent you there to look out for us. Vote blue, no matter who. We can't let the fucking satanic pedophiles run the world. When one of them was a Democratic president. And then the other one you wanted us to vote for was his fucking wife. And we have to worry about harm reduction. I've been doing harm reduction my entire adult life, except for Obama. And look where the fuck we're at. You think Palantir's going away if we have a Democratic Senate or House? No, that's staying there. They're going to be like, oh, well, now all the billionaires are good now because it's blue in this place. Because we're in power. The fucking billionaires are cool now. We're not going to do anything about it. Could you imagine what it would do to the economy? Like, I mean, Trump had a great economy, so that's how we got everything through. We need to keep this economy going. So, what? That's the fucking playbook. We've seen it how many fucking times? And it's my fault for being like, hey, fuck Gavin Newsom. Fuck Kamala Harris. Fuck Elizabeth Warren. Like, the only one that seems kind of okay enough is, like, AOC. Like, everybody on fucking line is like, give us a candidate. And then we'll be like, okay, AOC seems to get most of the people going. Well, I've seen, yes, there's always going to be somebody, but AOC seems to be the good middle ground. She's actually out here talking the talk, walking the walk, and guess what? She's old enough to be president. Let's put her in there. Last president we put in there at her age, they fucking capped him because he was actually going to maybe do something about it. Let's fucking try it again. All right, I think that's enough of this episode. This seems like a preachy one. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you understand better. We're right short of an hour. We're going to try to trim these down a little bit. At Ray Roberts Comedy on everything. Hopefully this is where I can put my sponsorship at the end if they like look at the balls on this guy. I'm sure the note's going to be like, hey, could we not talk about satanic pedophiles in the sponsored clip? And it's like, no, maybe you're just not the right sponsor for this then. Or... maybe just, like, take the extra click or two, all right? Send me some money. It can't hurt. I see the shit that you fund anyways. Diversify a little bit. But no, again, life is worth it, you know? Like, it's good. We're all alive. We're still in the game. It sucks. We're, like, detoxing. We're trying to be better for the world. But, you know, like, it's worth it. Because everybody's worth it. Do you know what? Where fucking Jesse Jackson died. And it's going to take too long for my fucking computer. I should have brought it up. Jesse Jackson died. The I Am Somebody speech. Look it up. When he was on Sesame Street, look it up. This might be worth playing out the whole way until I cut the video. If I'll probably get like a fucking strike on YouTube because of it. But it's worth it, because sometimes, again, It is incredible. Once it comes up, give me the fucking poem. I don't need the goddamn. The Wikipedia is just like, I just want the fucking. I want the poem. This is going to be worth it to me. You can turn it off at this point. I don't care. Because, like, this is worth it. I am somebody, Sesame Street. No. Oh, it's a great poem. There we go. Just show me the fucking video. God, why do we need a think piece on everything? I probably could have found it on the TV quicker than this stupid, this stupid computer. I hate it so much. All right. We're going to ride it out on this. Hopefully I don't get a fucking YouTube strike. Because these are words that everybody should live by. Shout out to Reverend Jesse Jackson. Not everything has to be about God, but like, once this starts playing, we'll get it rolling. You gonna make me watch an ad to learn that I am somebody? Are you kidding me? Fuck it. Oh, here it is. Just play the fucking clip, goddammit. I'm gonna have to cut this whole part out. Here we go. Just remember that, guys. You are somebody. We are all somebody. I love you. Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. If I'm in jail after this episode, please tell the fine people that I want sponsored by. I'm not saying their name for free. Give me money. But have a good day. Bye.